This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and joining me from Gun Owners of America is the Barefoot Defender, Stephen Wilford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing? I'm just trying to cope. Now, in the past, have you gone to you've gone to SHOT Show before, right?
I went last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Big show. People don't understand how big SHOT Show really is. It's in four big casinos, okay?
Right.
Big hotel casinos, and each one of the casinos takes up an entire city block.
Yeah.
And it's...
it takes a while to get out of the building.
Yeah, it's four floors in all four casinos.
Right.
So there is no way in a week's time that you can go through every booth and see everything. And so Gun Owners of America, we're broke up into teams so that we can go hit as many as we can and try to sign people in the industry up, see what the new stuff is going on, and talk to the industry and what their concerns are so we can address those concerns and stuff.
Now, you are a Second Amendment advocate, without a doubt, but first and foremost, you were a gun guy. When you go out there, and I know you're sort of an AR guy as well.
I'm anything firearm related guy, you know?
Right.
Yes.
So
yes, I get to visit Daniel Defense. I get to visit Palmetto State Armory, Springfield Armory. I get to visit Sons of Liberty Gun Works, and you know, I have my my manufacturers that I really, really love, and what's going on with their companies and new innovative stuff with Holofun and CZ, and you know, CZ bought Colt out, so CZ Colt is same company now, and just all kinds of things, you know. And Remington's back on the rise again. They came up out of the ashes, and another company bought them out. So, you know, and always Smith & Wesson, another good, great American company. And, you know, there's just so much to see, so much to do, and so little time.
Yeah, it's hard to do. You don't go to the range on media day, do you?
No, I don't get to go to range day, unfortunately. I wish I could.
Yeah.
That way I could actually shoot some of these new things.
Yeah.
But as it is, they put them in my hands and I get to look at them and see them. And, you know, that's always exciting. I get to see things and actually get them in my hands before the general public gets exposed to them. And,
right.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
I know you like AR platforms. Is there any sort of rifle platform that you also sort of like? Do you like bullpup designs? Do you like shotguns? What kind of other guns do you like to go check out when you're there?
I do love shotguns, but I can't hit anything with a shotgun. I'll be real honest, I'm a competitive pistol and rifle shooter.
Right.
I love the new innovation in pistols and what's coming out. Came out in 2021 and for Springfield Armory and things like that.
Right.
And bullpups too. Again, last year they came out with the Jackal, Palmetto State Armory did, and it was absolutely a new take. So what it is, it's the best of both worlds. It's a long stroke piston, like a AK-47.
Right.
And the bolt lockup and stuff is like an AR-15, so it took the best of, you know, so it gets the accuracy of an AR-15, the reliability of an AK-47, be able to put a folding stock on it and adjust. Also, it has an adjustable gas port, like an FNFAL.
Right.
So it took all kinds of design features from other things, combined them all into one, and made one whale of a package. And I got to see that before it actually came out. Now I own one, and less than a week of me owning it, I shot a hog with it. Really glad to do that. But got to handle it first at the SHOT Show.
Right.
And, I decided I had to have one, you know, and you know, AR-15s are relevant for today, but, there's things coming out that are, you know, that innovative and moving forward.
Right. Right. I'm waiting to see what that next innovation is going to be along the lines of the AR, but, I'm a big AR fan. Haven't ever tried to blow up. I've held a couple. I'm not. I don't like the way they balance with me.
You know, and that's it with me. I understand and I like the idea of a bullpup. And for your audience that don't know, the action is actually behind the hand grip on a bullpup. So your magazine is actually back in your buttstock, and it shifts the barrel and everything, because the ATF has a rule that you can't have a shorter barrel than a 16-inch.
Yep.
So what they do is they shift the barrel back, and you can have a 16-inch barrel, but it's a really short gun.
Right.
And that's what the allure to the bullpup is to make a short gun that's still legal. Hopefully at some point, Gun Owners of America, you can find us at gunowners.org. Hopefully at some point, we will get that overturned with the NFA Act and stuff. And so you can have a shorter barrel. But to me, you know, a lot of people like those bullpups, but it's a little bit cumbersome for me.
Yeah, it's weighted and it's balanced in a different way.
It puts all the balance back at you know, and it really ought to be... it ought to be better because it puts all the balance on your shoulder. But I like a little muzzle weight.
Yeah.
It helps me stabilize, and that's my opinion. I like a little muzzle weight, and it makes it more stable for me. But at any rate, you know, that's why they make different things for different people, is because the way they feel, you know. Springfield Army has the Helion, which is a bullpup, and a lot of people like that. And of course, you know, you have things like the Shire Wasp, and that's a bullpup. You know, I've always been interested, but never interested enough to purchase one, I guess. Change my mind. Come out with something in a bullpup, change my mind. You know, that.
Well, now out of state might do that, I would think. Wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know. We'll see what Palmetto State Armory has to offer this year.
Very good. Those guys are pretty good quality. That's some really good quality they put out for a very inexpensive price. It's a lot of money for the buck.
A lot of people think that, I've heard people say, I don't like Palmetto State Armory. They're cheap. And I correct them. They are inexpensive.
Yep.
They're not cheap.
Nothing wrong with their stuff. Good quality. Good QC.
I have talked to their owners, James and Josiah,
right,
with Palmetto State Armory, and they say their goal is to make shooting affordable for the average man and woman again.
Yep.
So they are doing what they can. They have a ammunition manufacturing plant now, and they're opening up their they're going to start doing primers too, which very few companies actually do the primer.
No, that's hard to find out. Tell you what, Stephen, hang on for me. I want to hear the Gun Owners of America resolutions for the coming year. And we'll get to those in just a second. Talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. You guys always have a lot of moving parts going. You had a lot of victories last year. What are you looking to do this year? What do you see on the horizon?
We're looking to continue our victories out. We have been slapping around the ATF and getting a lot of things overturned that the ATF is trying. We're planning on continuing that as far as coming up on the near horizon is the pistol brace ban will be heard. The bump stock ban will be heard, and those will be ruled on by the Supreme Court. And I'd like to say, people, get out there and get involved. Go to gunowners.org and sign up, because we are fighting the fight, and it is much easier to stop this stuff before it gets voted in and made into law. We're fighting in Illinois trying to reverse a assault weapons ban, if you will. We call a modern sporting rifle ban.
Right.
And a standard capacity magazine ban. We're trying to get that overturned. It's much easier to stop it before it gets put into law, if you will. But we fight it and try to get it prevented. And then if we can't prevent it, then we go to the courts and try to get it overturned. And through Bruin and the other Supreme Court findings of recent years, we are being quite successful in overturning it through the courts.
Right.
But again, if we get everybody involved and start to speak their voice and understand what their Second Amendment, the value of the Second Amendment, if we can stop these things from happening to begin with, right now, as of January 1st, the ban in Illinois took place, and if you're from Illinois, you're supposed to turn in or to register every gun that they consider an assault weapon that is just basically a semi-automatic rifle. You're supposed to either turn them in or register them. And we've got mass non-compliance. I mean, we got over 99% non-compliance in Illinois.
Yeah. There's one thing, I hope you guys continue. Because this one hits close to home. You guys won two legal victories against the ATF zero tolerance policy, which has shut down a lot of gun shops. And I mean, every gun that I've ever had sent to me by a sponsor or somebody wanting me to review them, I now have to find another gun shop because the ATF rolled in here and shut down the gun shop that I've been using for a decade.
And yet the ATF issued a thing saying if you sell any gun, then you must be a FFL dealer. They
right.
want you to be able to register to be an FFL dealer if you want to sell grandpa's old gun.
Right.
And yet they're going to come after you for doing so because they have a zero tolerance policy. Maybe you misspelled somebody's name or misspelled something on the form, and now they want to take your FFL away.
Yep.
Through their zero tolerance policy, and GOA is right there fighting that battle.
Yeah, that's going to be one where they, I mean, they're getting sort of creative. And the interesting thing about Gun Owners of America that I've noticed over the course of time is how fast and how agile you guys are to jump in on these things when they come up with these new imaginative ideas to infringe upon the Second Amendment right. Is there anything you guys haven't seen yet?
We were the first one that filed against the New Mexico governor when she decided that she didn't care whether you had a permit or not.
Right.
She was going to prevent you from carrying anywhere in certain counties. And we were the first one that filed lawsuit against her.
Right.
And even the New Mexico attorney general told her that he would not defend her on this.
Right.
Meaning that, you know, New Mexico wouldn't defend her because that was against the New Mexico constitution, also the state constitution.
Right.
And so we filed against her, and we are suing her. Now, because New Mexico will not defend her, we're suing her personally.
Right.
You know, this won't be paid for by New Mexico taxpayers. We are suing her personally.
Oh, okay.
And we're holding her personally responsible for violating Second Amendment rights for good law-abiding New Mexicans.
That's a new approach. I like that myself. I kind of like the way that's working out. They, yeah, she.
If we let her get away with that, how many other states would do the same?
Well, I was kind of waiting to see what that cascade effect was going to be, but nobody else did that. That was a thing I was expecting to see, though.
Nobody else wants to do it. Why? Because DOA is out there fighting that fight and putting it out there that, hey, this is what's going to happen to you if you try it. No other governor wants to try it because they know Gun Owners of America. Please sign up, gunowners.org.
Indeed.
We're out there. We will fight that. We were the very first ones to file lawsuits on that one. And thank you very much. Even though the Attorney General of New Mexico is a elected Democrat,
yeah,
he still understands the fact that she broke even the New Mexico Constitution.
Yep, can't be.
And
there.
He said, "We will not. We're not going to defend you."
Right. One thing to point out, Gun Owners of America, just to give you an idea, and this is in 2013 when Obama thought he had his had sail the wind at his back and he was going to get universal background checks. Gun Owners of America set out one email blast that stopped that day in April in 2013. They did one email blast, and every senator out there just got bombarded with it. And now they're more effective now than they were in 2013. So gunowners.org, up in the left-hand corner, you'll find a Join Now button or a Renew button. Join them.
And it's only $25 for an annual membership.
A lot of bang for the buck. Sign up for the email alerts, the national alerts, and all the other stuff, and you will be kept in the know.
Stephen, the value of that membership is just crazy.
Priceless. It's the best $25 you're going to spend this year. Stephen, thank you for joining me this week. I had a couple of problems getting Stephen because, well, I got blown clean off the map. So I apologize for that, sir, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
God bless.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Gunowners.org. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here in my home state of South Carolina, we have been resisting permitless carry to a degree that is impressive, to say the least. And right now it is sort of pending, right? And well, let's just put it this way. We tend to have some really stupid politicians in South Carolina. And it gained acceptance in the House and it stalled out in the Senate. So they're trying to make this a constitutional carry year and get it in front of the governor's desk, while gun control groups and the anti-gun lawmakers are hoping they can derail the legislation, despite the Republican supermajorities in both chambers, which makes me wonder why we haven't already got it. Now, this past Wednesday in my state, they rallied in the state capitol, and they probably would have been better off gathering behind closed doors given the comments of Representative Jermaine Johnson, who offered one of the most bizarre objections to permitless carry that I have ever heard. And I've heard a few. He said, and I quote, "If there's a bad guy who's going to do some harm to other people, law enforcement will now not have the ability to stop and ask someone, what are you doing with those guns? Where are you headed with this? They will no longer be able to do that." Well, I hate to tell you this, Representative, and who are you representing? They might want to take another look at that one. You're not wearing them around your neck, running around with a little light flashing on your chest. Now, the supporters of the plan argue most gun owners are law-abiding citizens. They're responsible with their guns, so there's no need for a permit. But Johnson argues it's not enough. He said, "We need to put some identifiers in place to protect these good guys, because in the heat of battle, in the heat of the moment, you can't tell who the good guy is or who the bad guy is, so we need to make sure we can protect all innocent bystanders." So, does Johnson honestly think that concealed carry holders who use their guns in self-defense
are displaying their permit in one hand while gripping their pistol with the other? Because I don't. Now, as for his objection that law enforcement will no longer be able to stop and ask someone about carrying a gun, he should understand that even today, police have to have a reasonable suspicion that a crime is being committed before they can stop someone and pat them down. And in most jurisdictions in South Carolina, where you can carry in the open if you have a permit for concealed carry, don't ask me, I don't know how it worked, but most law enforcement is not going to roll up on you and ask to see your permit if they see the gun. Now, the standard is not going to change on the pat-down part of it if permitless carry takes effect. And Johnson could alleviate his concerns by talking to the police chiefs and the sheriffs in any of the 27 states that have already adopted permitless carry. There's still plenty of criminals getting busted for illegally possessing and carrying a gun because permitless carry doesn't change who can lawfully carry a gun on a regular basis, who can bear arms in self-defense. It only negates the need for the state-issued license before lawful gun owners can do so. This debate's been going on for a very long time, and I don't understand why we're still having it here in South Carolina, given all of the history that is out there, but over the past 15 years or so. And it's important to note that not a single state has repealed permitless carry after it took effect. Contrary to the claims of the anti-gunners, permitless carry doesn't lead to an explosion in crime either. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost recently released the results of a study showing gun-involved crime decreased in six of the state's eight biggest cities in the first year that permitless carry was in effect, while Oklahoma City has seen its homicide rates decline to the lowest level in decades with permitless carry in place. Similarly, Atlanta's homicide rate dropped by 21% last year, the first full year for permitless carry in Georgia. Now, this doesn't mean that crime will automatically drop because of permitless carry. Only that permitless carry laws don't automatically cause crime to spike. Police still have plenty of tools to target the violent offenders in those 27 states, and that would still hold true here in South Carolina if we were given a chance to, get out there and, give it a shot. Give it a shot if we could, you know. Now, on the other hand, you've got these blue states, and they're always in a perpetual, and they're never going to be permitless carry. At least I don't think so. I could be wrong. I would love to be wrong. But like New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, she is not the only state executive to declare a public health emergency due to gun violence, though she's the only one who tried to suspend the right to bear arms in a portion of her state through an executive order. Coming out of Buffalo, New York, columnist Rob Watson points out former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a disaster emergency based on gun violence in July of 2021. And they have been living under that declaration in New York ever since. But, and we get this, and I don't know where we get this from. Who are we getting this from? Apparently, Governor Kathy Hochul's controversial law targeting law-abiding pistol permit holders has not done much to curb violence. But don't take my word for it. Take hers. Over the weekend, the governor extended for the umpteenth time the declaration of disaster emergency first enacted by Andrew Cuomo in July 2021. Citing rising gun violence during the pandemic, Cuomo used the declaration to seize supposedly temporary powers to combat what he called a statewide disaster emergency. Now, COVID-19 has subsided. Apparently, the gun violence emergency has not. And this despite the misnamed Concealed Carry Improvement Act that Hochul pushed through 2 years ago, which was sold as an anti-crime measure, but which will restrict where only law-abiding gun owners can carry weapons, not the criminals. Hence, the latest extension of the emergency declaration, which now runs through February 4th. In fact, the gun violence emergency order has been repeatedly extended, including 27 times by Hochul alone, according to Reinvent Albany. If the CCIA was effective, you'd think the gun crime emergency would be over by now. Now, of course, here they are restricting the right to carry, and they still are, they're still claiming that the gun violence emergency is and when does it become a chronic condition? That was one of the questions posed by the New Mexico Supreme Court when it heard arguments this week on the public health order and carry ban, which originally suspended the right to carry throughout the city of Albuquerque and surrounding Bernalillo County, excuse me. But it applies equally as well to Cuomo and Hochul's order. New Mexico Supreme Court Justice David K. Thompson noted that Grisham had already renewed her orders four times and wondered if that isn't a sign that Grisham is trying to impose a permanent policy through executive, not legislative action. Hochul has extended her order almost 30 times, so what does that say about her own intentions? And Watson believes it's not exclusively about Hochul's animosity towards the Second Amendment and its protections. And we get this. Such emergency orders let a governor bypass accountability measures such as competitive bidding when issuing contracts or a review of contracts by the state comptroller, designed to protect the public and prevent abuse. And in essence, they undermine the safeguards that make the democratic process work. And in that sense, the repeated extension of the gun violence emergency declaration exemplifies all of Albany's worst proclivities rolled into one. A political power grab that sidesteps checks and balances while also keeping the public in the dark. So, you know, this is, here we have, a tale of two types of outlooks. The very restrictive outlook and the outlook where, you know, shall issue is the rule and the law. And here in my state, we're trying to, you know, get even beyond that and go to permitless carry. We'll see how it plays. I would expect the blue states to become deep blue, navy blue as they can get. And I would expect the free states to remain free and just keep on. Well, you know, sooner or later, we're going to be at 30, 32 permitless carry states. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, we're going to talk about electric cars. Not because electric cars have anything to do with gun owners, just the way they're trying to pursue them. Because what they're trying to do with electric cars is they're trying to ban gas-powered cars in much the same manner that they're trying to ban guns. Now, whereas with the gun grabbers, the reason they want to ban guns is they don't want you to have them at all. They don't want you to have a gun at all. And there's nothing to replace that, although they would be willing to say, well, you can let the police replace that. But since we know that gun control does not actually stop crime, the question becomes, if it doesn't stop crime, why have it? Why would we have people helpless now in the face of this? So, you know, when, and listen, guns by themselves do not commit crime, right? Much in the same way like electricity. Electricity, would you think electricity is a source of energy? No. Electricity carries it. But if you asked the question, everybody would say, yes, it is. Even though 60% of our energy is supplied by natural gas and coal, 18% by nuclear. So, then the next question that would come up is whether cars are a major consumer of energy and hence a significant contributor of CO2 emissions. Much the same way as a gun. Is a gun of any benefit to society? And do people having guns contribute to crime with guns? And again, in both cases, most people would believe in both instances that both statements are self-evidently true. Hence the importance of banning guns and moving to electric cars. Here's the thing. The regular internal combustion engine car accounts for less than 5% of global energy demand. The U.S. has 19% of the global car fleet, which declines to under 15% by 2050 as the rest of the world catches up to us. Now here comes, this is the sinker pitch, if you will. The U.S. car fleet accounts for a mere 1% of global energy demand, declining to 0.8% by 2050. So even if we shift 100% to electric-powered cars, the maximum climate impact on 2050 is a meaningless 0.2%. And that would be in the global CO2 emissions from the current electric grid up to a maximum of 0.5, assuming solar, wind, and hydro can implausibly take over that 60% electric demand generation. So, in the case of the electric car, there's no factual basis to claim the government mandate to switch to electric cars will have any impact on global CO2 emissions. Now, for the car segment of this is all unproven territory. We're all coming in here, and yet as I watch this play out, I've seen this time in and time out, day in and day out since I've been a 2A advocate. They're out there saying, we have crime, therefore we must get rid of guns and there will be no more crime. Except they've tried banning guns all over the place, and guess what? First of all, they're never going to go away. That's item number one. Item number two, criminals are always going to have them. So the only way that they can actually think of a way to get fewer guns on the street is to take them from the law-abiding. And we know that the law-abiding are better with guns than anybody. They do a very fair account. It's not even debatable on that one. That's a verified fact. Both of these are verified facts. It's correct under any view of climate science or gun control. I mean, the fact that we have 27 permitless carry states right now today, and I don't know how many permits. I'm sure that we're in the maybe close to the 30 millions, but even if we don't, I mean, we got to have 50 million people in the United States carrying guns, 1/6 of the population, maybe 1/7. Now, how would this world change if everybody put their gun down? Which is the same question as saying, how would this change if the entire world goes 100% electric for cars? Now, in the case of cars, the global CO2 emissions fall 3.5% in 2050 versus a baseline of 24% electric adoption by 2035. See, internal combustion engine cars, like guns in the hands of the law-abiding, they're not a meaningful source of global emissions. And electric cars do not and cannot curtail the continued reliance on fossil fuels in electric generation. That's never going away. And we're only responsible in the United States for 14% of all global CO2 emissions, declining to 9% by 2050 due to the rest of the world's economic growth. So, us doing what we want to do, or what they want us to do, would not stop anything. It would not slow anything down. And in much the same way. What do we have? You know, I think we probably have 130 guns for every 100 people. Now, that should tell you right there that all this nonsense about the gun violence epidemic is just exactly that. It's nonsense. And much in the same way as they've tried to pursue with climate change, they've got their own vernacular built into it. Now, with climate change, if you don't believe in it, if you're not 100% down with it, you're a denier. With us, if we believe in owning AR-15s and 9mm and double-stack magazines, we are enablers and we're killers. And this is the Biden era. Without a doubt, this is the Biden era. And, you know, me throwing facts out there, that means nothing to them. Not a thing. And that's, I get it. I mean, they're totalitarians. They are totalitarians. The thing I look at with climate change, the climate change thing could very well be, you know, when you look at some of the things they're proposing, like, you know, taking away meat, taking away your car, taking away your freedom of movement. How far are you going to go, Earth man? How far are you going to let them push? How far are you going to let them continue to infringe upon your life? I'm not just talking about your rights. I'm talking about every single thing that has to do with your life, your money, all this other stuff. They're putting things out in front of you that just makes life almost impossible. They want to revert. They want to devolve. And the reason I look at climate change and I get out there and I say, what's interesting about this is, for me, if somebody comes to me and tries to take everything I got, fights on. And that's why I look at climate change as a very important thing as far as gun owners are concerned. And the whole climate change, the way they pursue it, is exactly the way they pursue gun control. They're trying to ban their way to zero, net zero, whatever it is. And along the way, as they're banning their way to it, a lot of us are going to die. Because we, you know, we have postable thumbs. We're supposed to live indoors, all that kind of stuff. That, you know what I'm saying? So, on the one hand, they want us to freeze. They want us to eat bugs. They want us to own nothing and like it. And on the other hand, they want us to be disarmed and completely, completely at their mercy and defenseless. And I don't know who's going to take care of the criminal class if that were to actually come along. But whatever it is, whatever they're thinking, I don't know. I do not know where it's going. I know where we can't allow it to go. That's the thing. I know where we can't allow it to go. So, bear this in mind as you go forward. We're right now in a very dangerous time. This year is going to be a very dangerous year. So, as I go away, remember this. Always carry your concealed weapon everywhere you can, everywhere you can go. Be observant. Be aware. Don't take anything for granted. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.